evidence makes it clear it was a hate crime. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That according to authorities on yesterday's supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York, that left 10 people dead, Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia.
This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul, and mind, and there is no mistake that that's the direction that this is going in. This will be completely geared toward securing a conviction for this individual. Our detectives, agents, deputies, everybody standing before you will work this tirelessly for as long as it needs to go. And it's done by a person, again, who does not live in our community.
The 18-year-old suspect has been arraigned on murder charges. Many Democratic lawmakers are once again calling for some gun bans and closer monitoring by social media. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We must tackle the scourge of gun violence and finally ban the weapons of war from our streets. We must address the disturbing reality. I know the governor has talked about this, that the internet and social media enable purveyors of evil to spread their wicked words to poison the minds of others.
His comments at Buffalo's True Bethel Baptist Church. Some states are taking sides and preparing for the possibility that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state will protect the unborn from abortion, even if the mother's life is at risk.
We don't think that killing one to protect another is the right thing to do either.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, signed a law in his state that codifies Roe, even if it's struck down.
This is not about the government making that decision. It's about women making that decision.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. A Supreme Court decision on abortion rights is expected in June or July. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump hosting a rally of supporters in Austin, Texas yesterday. It was part of his American Freedom Tour ahead of the November midterms. The former president slamming the current president for blaming inflation on Vladimir Putin.
We've gone from a deal maker in chief, we made great deals for this country, to really an excuse maker. Blames everybody. Blames people that have nothing to do with anything. When I was president, we didn't blame Putin for every problem. We didn't blame anybody. We just got the job done.
President Biden says Putin's invasion of Ukraine is the cause of rising gas prices, while Republicans blame the president's energy policies. A Utah woman has come up with a business in the wake of the baby formula shortage.
Elisa Chitty says she has freezers full of breast milk, about 4,000 ounces worth. At first, Chitty wanted to donate it to a local milk bank, but Chitty says it was just easier to list it online. She's hoping to sell her breast milk for $1 an ounce, but says she's willing to negotiate with moms because she understands what they're going through. Buying and selling breast milk online is legal, but the FDA says donors are unlikely to have been screened for infectious diseases. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
NASCAR Cup Series action just getting underway in Kansas. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Ahead of all-star action at Texas next Sunday, Cup Series drivers head to Village West for spring action at Kansas Speedway in the AdventHealth 400. With 10 drivers having locked in automatic bids already for the playoffs courtesy of wins this season, the push is on for the remaining six spots. Austin Dillon on the approach for the number three RCR Chevy team heading into Kansas City.
There's 36 of us out there, all 40 of us every weekend, and if they have the opportunity to make it happen, you probably will.
Kyle Busch is the reigning champ in this race, looking for a record third win in spring action at Kansas. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.